2011, and it is just a smidgen past 4 o'clock. This is Freedom Frenzy. My name is Jerry DeMars, and I'm thinking that sometime here in the next few minutes, I'll be joined by my co-host, Jenny Hodges. I was texting with Jenny just a little while ago. I don't know if she's run into some kind of Apple-related problem or just what, but maybe if that doesn't work out, she'll pick up the phone and call in, and we can get the show on the road. Now, like I said, my name's Jerry DeMars, and I'm talking to you from Carrollton, Georgia. And I'm actually kind of hiding out in the shade today because my thermometer that's on the back part of the house actually says it's 94.8 degrees outside. And I was out just a little bit earlier picking some of the vegetables, the peppers, the tomatoes, and the green beans in the garden. And I was melting like a popsicle. And it really is kind of warm out there today. I just got some sort of text message from Jenny. Here, hang on just 1 second. Let me see what she has to allow. And maybe she's telling me what's going on. Well, I don't know. Mr. Bordop, Jenny says that she's asking me where I'm at. Are we running two different boards today, or is it you help me? I'm live right now. Wait, can you call her on the telephone and tell her what's what? I appreciate that, guy. Matt, you're a wonderful board op. I appreciate you being with us today. Well, we've got a number of things that we want to talk about, but I wanted to tell you guys about my garden. It's just doing phenomenally. I've got more peppers on the kitchen table than you can shake a stick at right now, and I was up till late last night putting hot pepper relish up, canning it all by myself. My wife's out of town. She's up visiting some kinfolk that have come into town up at her mom and her sister's place, and she's up there spending a day with them. Now, I'm going to tell you, my habanero peppers, and we've got probably 6-7 plants, I've probably got 10 pounds of wonderful-looking habaneros on the kitchen table right now, and they are so hot that Satan himself would be proud of the product that's coming out of the backyard. But everything else is doing remarkably well, and I'm thinking that this is actually one of the better gardening years we've ever had. So I'm hoping that if you've got a garden out there, or if you're even thinking about doing it, you got some time left, particularly if you're in the Southland, and we've already planted a second crop in several different things, and we're waiting for the other ones to kind of play out because we're going to grow quite a bit more and can a bunch more, and I'm hoping that if you have that opportunity, you can do that too. So I think it's all going to become very, very important going forward that you're able to grow some food for yourself, maybe harvest some animals because we've got chickens and bees and stuff in the backyard too. And all of that, I think, with the way things are going, and we're going to talk about that today in Hit and Run News, or at least we're going to touch on it insofar as the aspects that make your ability to do what you need to do to handle your food requirements, at least to some degree, by yourself and for yourself going forward. Now, I will tell you that here in this area, Carrollton, there's actually two food co-ops that have sprung up. One operates like a farmer's market, and the other one operates more like a business that basically draws in produce and other items from the outlying areas in the Carrollton or Carroll County community and is just marketing them. But the downside is the farmer's market, they want to sell everything that's strictly organic, and the other folks that are running the store operation, they're not so picky, but, you know, hopefully there's some people out there like myself that want to produce wholesome goodies, and maybe there's some...
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, comrades, the ghost of Jenny Hodges has joined me, haven't you, dear?
Yes, it's better than a ghost.
It's better than a ghost.
Yeah, it's the real McCoy.
Yeah, you're having some technical difficulties today, aren't you, dear? Your computer doesn't want to talk to Skype.
No, my computer's having a female moment.
I'm not going to touch that.
I can, being a female. A female moment, let's see, the typical female doesn't know what she wants, but she knows what she doesn't want.
I don't think that's the case, dear.
With my computer or female?
No, with females.
Really?
Yes, I don't think that you guys know what you want, and you go through life kind of bouncing off stuff.
Jenny, I said we don't know what we want, but we do know what we don't want. Yeah, you didn't listen as clearly as you might.
Yeah, I must not have listened as clearly. Yeah. Well, hey, it's kind of time for Hit and Run news segment. But yep. I've got a little story that I wanted to say first, and we can work the news items in as we go.
Okay.
I had received an email from the from a local chapter of the John Birch Society very recently, and it's the very same chapter that I had spoken at. This is how they got my email address. It's the very same chapter that I had spoken at in my role as third district coordinator for the Campaign for Liberty some months back.
Yeah.
At any rate, the Birch chapter leadership was urging me and everyone else on their message list, I suppose, to go to usatoday.com quick question and vote in their poll about our gun rights. I don't know. Maybe you've seen it because it ain't exactly new. Okay. But if you haven't seen it, the pertinent question was, and I quote, does the Second Amendment give individuals the right to bear arms? Now, how do you suppose I responded to that one?
I would guess that you said the Second Amendment protects the right given
it's
to us.
It's just yes
by
or
God.
No. I couldn't write a paragraph or an essay, dear. It was just a yes or no thing. Actually, there was three possible responses. Well, I voted no. And, I wrote back to the guy from the John Birch Society. Actually, I clicked on reply to all just to make sure that I got my point across. And maybe plant a few new seeds in the bargain, because you can never tell what it's going to take to spur an otherwise fertile mind, you know. So I wrote to the guy at the John Birch Society chapter and asked him if we shouldn't all vote no on that question, as that, in fact, it would be the correct response. I pointed out that the right to keep and bear arms, in reality, that of just being able to defend oneself, defend one's family, others too, of course, and we also would have to include one's property from thieves and those that would do any of that other group harm, predates the Constitution and, of course, the Bill of Rights, where we find the Second Amendment. Curiously, as of airtime today, there has been no response whatsoever from anyone on that list or the Birch Society chapter guy that sent the message out to me to begin with. Now, I checked earlier today, and as you might expect, and quite frankly, this is a serious indictment of the average American, that this poll, 97% of those responding have voted yes, that the Second Amendment does give individuals the right to keep and bear arms, rather than just recognizing that that right already exists. And for the curious, the remaining 3% that had voted was divided up, with 2% saying no and 1% undecided. And I got to thinking about that. Lord help the 1% that were undecided. Really?
Heaven.
Isn't that crazy?
Maybe they were thinking it was a trick question, Jerry.
Well, I still think the answer is no. I mean, it may be a trick question, but you got to answer it as it's given, right? Now, I suppose there could be some ulterior motive on the part of USA Today. They're hoping that intelligent people that knew the proper answer to the question might somehow or another overwhelm the yes vote. You know, you could work this either way. An overwhelming no vote, they could say, well, look, the American people don't think that the Second Amendment gives them the right to keep and bear arms. You know, on the other hand, they could use that overwhelming plurality, 97%, to say, look here, these dummy Americans actually do believe that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights gives them this right. Now, which do you think? What kind of people are they at USA Today? Are they patriot, freedom-oriented?
I don't know. I don't think they're freedom-oriented, Gary. I was thinking, actually, when you were doing dumb hick voice, that it would be funny if you used your French voice.
My French voice.
That's my favorite one. And it's even better when you're like live and in person, either speaking French or using the French accent. It's just hilarious. It's so good.
Yeah, but you know, I got to fall into the mood for that. Maybe later. Yeah, hey, when is Priscilla Bloomfield going to come back and see us?
I know. I totally forgot about Priscilla this week. I guess you'll have to give me a heads up.
I think you're very reluctant to do that. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about here, Jenny, it seems like years, but I know it was only months, did a little piece, and she did it with a very stiff upper lip, British accent. And it was almost like having my own Jenny Hodges Monty Python serial event. And she did it on the air, and I thought it was extraordinary.
And
I've been trying to. This makes probably the fifth time that I've urged her to revisit that deal that she did. It was excellent. Okay. I've got another thing here that I thought you would find interesting, dear.
Well, sure, go ahead.
Environmental activists broke into an Australian government research farm Thursday and destroyed an experimental crop of genetically modified wheat, protesting against what they said were safety issues. Armed with weed trimmers, and I'm thinking weed whackers here for some reason, three Greenpeace activists scaled a fence at the Canberra facility in the early hours of the morning and raised that crop, which had been modified to lower its glycemic index and increase fiber. Greenpeace said that the activists, which were three women, wore hazmat suits to keep them from carrying GM organisms out of the site, and they were motivated by concerns about that trial's safety. The government has said that they would commercialize GM wheat by 2015 in Australia, and that would make Australia the very first country in the world to approve GM wheat to be grown commercially, according to campaigner Laura Kelly. But the polling there in Australia says that the Australian people don't want to eat it. Kelly said that genetically modified wheat had been proven to contaminate other crops, and there was no evidence that it was indeed safe to eat, with major exporters, including the European Union, Russia, and Canada, rejecting the crop. Japanese flour mills, a major market for Australian wheat, had also made it clear that they would not buy genetically modified products, and Kelly said the nation's $4 billion, this is Australian dollars, $4.7 billion bulk export market was at stake with the genetically modified wheat. This half hectare crop was intended for dough baking trials, intended to feed to rats and pigs, all with an eye to future human trials, though the agency would have to get a fresh license to test the grain on people. Government authorities said it has taken a series of precautions to limit potential contamination, enclosing the crop with a two-meter double-reinforced fence and bird netting over the top, and spreading mouse traps throughout the site. There was a 2 to 4 meter buffer zone, and the 10 meters beyond the fence were regularly treated with a herbicide. But Kelly said that the agency was clearly not taking biosecurity seriously enough, saying that Greenpeace activists went in wearing full hazmat gear and walked out uncharged without speaking to a single security person. So anything could have happened there.
Wow.
Of the GMO wheat. And, you know, I don't know if we even know that the people there in Canberra are even aware that that's happened. They might read this online somewhere and say, you know, we might go out there and check that stuff. What do you think, dear?
That's hilarious, Jerry. That never even occurred to me. That's so great. Well, look, I think that it's wonderful that the world seems to be finally waking up to the horrors of GMOs, but even while the world is waking up, the governments are becoming more aggressive in foisting it on a public that doesn't want it and using the government to aid and abet that process. I mean, the government is actively using GMOs against the populace in the U.S. And
Do you think it's actually the weaponization of food? Is that what you're saying, dear?
Absolutely. It is absolutely the weaponization of food. And Henry Kissinger made that very clear, even decades ago, and he said the way you really control the world is to control food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely the weaponization of food against the entire world originating in America.
Yeah.
All right, looks like we're cutting away to a break.
It does. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. You know, Jerry, we've often talked about what is going to be the tipping point for out-and-out revolt in America. And I really thought it was going to be the whole TSA molesters and the body scanner line. And I was recently at the Atlanta airport where they have quite a few body scanners. And I was amazed at the lines where the body scanner, they were just scanning people one after another. People were submitting to it. But I also noticed that...
Did you hear a lot of back going on, too?
Yeah, it was crazy. But a couple of rows did not have body scanners. Mm-hmm. And the lines into those rows was much, much longer than the body scanner line. And so an airport, a TSA agent comes out and says, y'all, there are other lines. And I said, yeah, but none of us are going through the body scanners. So he immediately closed those three lines and forced everyone else to go into the body scanner line. And I could not believe people were not refusing it. They were just like, whatever, to avoid getting molested. And when I went through the security thing, they didn't say anything to me. But the guy behind me, they said, sir, you're going to have to step aside. And I was like, yeah, you look really dangerous. You've got "I'm gonna bomb the plane" written all over your forehead, and he kind of snickered, and I just ignored everyone else and walked on. But
did you use the word "bomb" in an airport?
Yes, bomb.
That's a federal offense. You know that, don't you?
They decided not to go after me.
Well, they may have not heard you to do it. You know that story. Mm-hmm. I think I've told you a couple of times about being in the Dallas-Fort Worth DFW airport, going to fly back to Atlanta. And they asked me to put my jacket on the conveyor belt or go through the scanner. And I said, well, wait a minute, guys. I just didn't want you to see my machine gun. And I'm telling you, the N in gun really hadn't cleared my face too much at all. And I was in close proximity because, I mean, they were up against me, three agents that materialized out of nowhere. And they had me in a triangular sandwich. And they said, sir, didn't you know that using the words machine gun in an airport is a federal offense? No, I didn't know that. I was just trying to make a funny. Well, that wasn't very funny. So, you know, they put me through the drill, and it was kind of funny. But ultimately, I had a sky marshal on the airplane that left Dallas-Fort Worth to fly back to Atlanta. And they tailed us. I had an employee with me at the time, and they tailed us through the airport everywhere we went. And they weren't really good at it because at one time I tripped the guy up, and he ended up having to stare at a blank wall so that it didn't look as though he was trying to follow me.
That is hilarious, Jerry. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was a little bit demoralized watching everyone submit to this process, and I was kind of like, really? What is up with Americans? So there have been some recent encouraging stories in the news, which I feel are encouraging, about there was a mother, Andrea of Clarksville, Tennessee, was arrested by Nashville Airport authorities when she refused to let the TSA fondle her daughter. Mm-hmm. And all Abbott said was she didn't want her daughter to be touched inappropriately or have her crotch grabbed, according to a police report. And her outrage at the security procedure landed her in jail, where she was charged with disorderly conduct and released on bond. And this is the great part. Sabrina Burge was an airport security officer who had the privilege of dealing with Andrea. And she said to police, Andrea told me in a very stern voice with quite a bit of attitude that they were not going through that x-ray. And Abbott was told by the woman that naked body porno scanners are 10,000 times safer than your cell phone. So the TSA deliberately lied to her about the health risks associated with the naked body scanner and then threw her in jail for not letting a TSA agent grab her daughter's crotch and touch her inappropriately. She attempted to take a cell phone video of the entire incident and was prevented from doing so. That's crazy.
I thought there's been court cases that say that you had the right to film the so-called, and they're not even police.
They're cashiers. Well, I think an attorney has come forward. Yeah, they're right up there with the prosecutor.
Mercenaries
at the
of security.
That's it's like they're. A moron. She had to, when I was in court, Jerry was there with me. And it was so funny, Jerry, because there we are in court and I'm challenging subject matter jurisdiction. And the prosecutor says, well, she needs to go do her homework on that. Her whole job is prosecuting people and she doesn't know where her authority to do that comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of jumped in the middle of that story, dear.
Yeah, I know. It's a teaser for later. We'll talk about the court case later. Isn't that funny that's been between last show and today?
Yeah, it's been a whole week.
It seems like it was weeks ago that we were in court together.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Hey, we're going to cut away to a break here in just a minute, but if you want to weigh in on any of this or anything else that you want to bring to the table today, you can give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and play a part in today's show. We're going to cut away to a break, go grab something cold to drink, and we'll be right back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Freedom and Frenzy. Wow, for a minute
there. Forget where
you were? Yeah,
I know. One day a week is a little confusing, isn't it?
Well, before we daunt off into Denny's ongoing legal battles, which I seem to be a magnet for them, Jerry, but the good news is that I'm increasing my legal education. I wanted to wrap up this TSA discussion because, you know, I really thought the TSA issue would get some sort of revolution kick-started in America, and I think it's discouraging to go to the airport and see all the people putting their hands in the air and going through the corn machines and getting patted down and not saying anything. Well, Phoenix police this past week arrested a 61-year-old Colorado woman for allegedly grabbing the left breast of a TSA agent with both hands, twisting the aftermath. And it's so funny because she refused to go to the through the porn machine. And so then, you know, she was, you know, just kind of reacting to the threat of being molested by a TSA agent. And she was arrested and booked into jail.
And what was she charged with? And the reason I ask that is, you know, it might be something that we could use as a precedent to charge the same thing of the agents of TSA.
Felony sexual assault charges.
And so why isn't that applicable to the TSA people?
Well, according to a TSA spokesman.
Because they have a badge, I take it.
This is what the TSA spokesman said, and I quote, TSA officers work every day to protect the traveling public, and the agency will not tolerate assault against its workforce.
You know what that is, don't you? That's saying individual abuse is good for you. Hail the fatherland.
That's exactly right. She's a cute Asian woman.
Yeah.
61 years old.
How old?
61.
61. Well, I guess it's going to be the old guys and the old women that actually stand up and do what needs to be done.
Because
that seems to be what's really going on across America. It's the old farts that are actually standing up and offering a little bit of civil disobedience to the status quo.
Well, quite frankly, the Leviathan grew on their watch, so that's kind of only fair.
Yeah.
But I certainly would stand up. In fact, when I was taking my son through security, and we carefully made sure that we were in a non-porn machine row, before we got up there, he's like, hey, Mom, so your big goal is to not go to jail. I said, if they think they're groping me, I'm going to jail. I'm stripping down, and I'm going to have the biggest fit and fall in it. You'll just have to find your way to your own gate.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of nervous going through, and they didn't touch me or really look at me.
Wow. You're so waif-like, they probably didn't see you very well.
Ha, very funny.
Ha. Well, are you done with the TSA aspect here? Because we've got a couple of callers in the queue now.
Yeah, let's get a caller, and then we'll talk about my court case with the city of Atlanta.
Okay. Well, let's go to Larry in Louisiana. Good afternoon, Larry. What you got?
Hi. Yeah, I've been giving my daughter, taking her to martial arts classes, and I'm afraid that we're going to have to ban all martial arts in the United States as a terrorist organization, because they teach the children that when somebody touches you, how to slap that hand away, beat them up, get the head and shoulders real good, and then drop kick them.
Wow. I think, instead of canceling all that out because it's terrorist activity, I think they ought to give coupons out for $10 off the courses to make sure that more kids get trained that way.
Why, of course. It's just the laws of nature. Nobody has the right to touch you or your children, period. And I think that everyone should take their children to martial arts classes, not only for the control of their mind, but for the control of their bodies and to understand it.
I agree. And you know, it's a wonderful sport, too.
Oh, it is. It's really good to get into, and it's just a good discipline.
Okay. Anything
Amen.
Else? Anything else, Larry?
No. Now, on that Second Amendment thing, that really is one of Nick's laws that goes back into the beginning of time. If there's two sticks laying on the ground, and another man picks up a stick, and he starts to beat you above the head and shoulders, or your family, your wife, your children, then morally, you unless you have a death wish, you are obligated to reach down and pick up that other stick. It is not just your right, it's your obligation to do it. And so it goes way back into ancient times. And what they want you to believe is that some people are born divinely with the divine right to rule, and they will tell you who will protect you. When all along can nobody protect you but you, the police is not going to be there when you need that gun. You better have one.
So what do you think the motive is behind this poll at USA Today?
I just got in. I didn't check. What did the poll say?
Well, they were asking Americans. They gave them three choices. You could either vote yes, no, or I don't know. Does the Second Amendment give the people the right to bear arms? Now, you could answer that yes, which most people did, 97%. But that's not exactly right, is it? And then only 2% of the people voted no. So I could see some nefarious ways that either vote, if it had it won, and of course yes is winning by a landslide, that could actually be used against the people. Now, what do you think they're trying to do?
Well, I believe in a lot of that kind of thing. They're showing the people that we have the divine right to rule and say who carry arms, and you are the people that we don't care what you say, we're going to do what we want to do.
Okay.
I recently heard the Queen of England standing next to George Bush Sr., and she was giving a speech in a film, And she said, your Declaration of Independence and your Constitution of the United States, oh, it was such an awful thing. But it only separated us for a little while. Now we're the best of friends. Is the Queen telling you something? She still believes that she's the divine ruler of the colonies right here, right now. Mm-hmm. And so things like, now I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but things like the Magna Carta, the Declaration, and the Constitution were spun into the people's minds, I hate to say this, but I got to say it, so that they would believe that the royals, as a buffer, had no power over the people, while knowing all along that you would walk into that chamber, bow down, and do their bidding.
Well, that's pretty heavy, Larry. It really is. So, do you think that there's widespread evidence that that's the case?
Yes, I believe it is widespread evidence. And they mentioned nature's God in there. And as I told you with the two-stick scenario, it's the law of nature that a sane person will defend themselves. And nobody has the right to tell them that they can't.
Oh, I agree 100%. Maybe even 110%. Go back to the Eagleton thing. You remember that?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, well, thank you for calling. Dear, we got our old friend from the Monday through Friday show. He's called in. Lark from Texas, and he did it in the first hour. Shazam.
Hey, Lark. Hey, Lark.
Earth the Lark. Come in, Lark.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you now.
Good. How are you?
Let's make
a
commercial.
Well, I'm just fine. You know, I've lived as a hermit for so long now that I'm starting to name the critters coming into my yard. I've been wanting to call in, but y'all are so popular I can't get through. But today I did.
Well, thank you for that. I don't know how popular we are, but, you know, maybe they're making book. Maybe the guy that's running the board is making book and he's keeping the phone lines tied up. What do you think?
Well, believe me, the people that hear your voice, I guarantee you there's a lot of love there. And both of you amuse me to no end. I just have to say that.
Oh, good. We were talking about such a miserable topic. It's good to be amusing.
Well, I have to, I actually called for two things. Number one, to well, three things. Quickly, I'll say that I just love Larry's comments, and I agree 100%. And I would love to expound on that someday when there's time.
Is this the martial arts thing that you're agreeing with? Because you didn't exactly specify.
His observations about the Queen, especially.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll give you
license to touch on that just a smidgen if you'd like.
Okay, well, as far as the martial arts thing is concerned, I was a martial artist, a student, when I was a child, and which is a wonderful thing because once you're a student and you get bit by the bug, you become a student for life. And so I think martial arts is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Do you think you're ever too old to go learn karate or whatever else it is that you might?
Oh, heck no. As long as you can, you know, actually there's a lot of mental jiu-jitsu that you can learn, even as you slow down, perhaps physically, as you get older. And I think that's also very useful. But,
well, the reason I ask is it's something that I've thought I've wanted to do ever since I quit playing baseball in my late 40s, and just to have a physical outlet.
What position did you play?
I pitched and played first base. But see, I throw left-handed, and I never had a fastball, even back when I was a kid. But I can make the ball do some wild and crazy stuff, but, you know, a lot of left-handers can.
Well, you southpaws always terrified me when I was batting, when I was a kid. I can tell you this, I was also a pitcher, Jerry, and I hold a ball to throw my either sidearm, underhanded curve, or my overhanded three-quarter delivered curve in such a way that, heck, I was throwing junk at 11 and 12 years old. By the time I got into high school, there wasn't anybody on my baseball team that could hit me. And that's why the coach didn't like me, because he figured that since I wasn't one of his favorite football boys,
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't possibly be worthy to step into the rarefied air of the baseball guys, because, of course, the football guys considered baseball in Texas just to be kind of an off-season sport to stay in shape.
Yeah, and you know, having coached both the sports, baseball and football, I'll tell you that there's very few kids that made that transition successfully. You know, they didn't move from baseball to football very well, and they didn't move from football to baseball very well, except for a couple of very extraordinary examples that I had the pleasure of coaching.
Well, it's interesting. My best friend and I, my best friend was a transfer student, and both of us were extraordinary athletes, but we also hated the coaches. We hated those popular football guys, and we just practically spit on them. What we decided to do is that we would challenge every single one of them to an arm wrestling match at any time, and we did this in front of other students so they couldn't back down, because both of us could whip any of the big muscle-bound football players in the school with no problem. And it wasn't because we were stronger, it's because we were just smarter. Just thought
well,
you'd like
to
know
to
that.
Do with it. Yeah, if you can keep yourself away from the other guy's strength, that's half the battle, actually.
And I used to laugh at them and the coaches because there wasn't anybody on their baseball team that could hit me. Because the coach would always say, well, get out there and, you know, be very dismissive. Get out there and pitch like you're in a game. I said, are you sure? And he goes, don't question me, son. Or don't question me, boy. Get out there and do it. And sure enough, the few times I did get to pitch batting practice, by the end of it, and I finally walked off the team because the coach was so abusive, I took to laughing at him, his assistant coach, and every player on the team and let them know that it was just a joke. And, boy, they hated my guts.
Yeah.
But I hated theirs, so it was all right. Anyway, here's why I called today. I called because I need some advice.
Well, go ahead and put the question out there. I don't know that we've got any, but we'll certainly look in the grab bag for you. How's that?
Well, you know, I used to work as a professional chef and a caterer, and I was a restaurateur for about 20 of my years.
I thought you were
years.
Still doing that, actually.
Oh, no, not since 94.
Hmm.
You know, I went into the equipment business for 12 years after that, which is when I actually started to make some real money.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, I thought it might be fun, you know, I'm 57 now, just to get out there and find some off-the-wall cooking job, just because I love to cook. Now, I got a response just a while ago from a guy who actually wants to entertain. He wants me to seriously apply. Now, we know that word apply means to beg. But this is what he says. Hello. In response to your interest in regard to my ad on Craigslist, my name is Richard Stole-a-Lot. Now, I kid you not. That's how you spell his name. Stole, S-T-O-L-E, a lot.
Ha. Okay.
I am an associate lecturer at University College London. I'm on 6 months sabbatical, just spelled, sabbatical leave to the United States for a capital, all cap, research project. I'll be coming to Texas with my family on the 26th of this month. I will need a personal chef for the family. I would also be holding gatherings consisting of 7 to 10 people with my fellow researchers periodically. I would arrive into the state by the 26th, and you would start work immediately. If you are eventually hired, and this is all caps, if you are willing to work for me, kindly respond to the following question. And here are the questions. How many hours would you love to work per day? How many days would you work in a week? How much would you like to earn? Have you been convicted before? If yes, for what? Kindly awaiting your reply. Now, here's my question. Shall I respond to this guy? Because I suspect this guy is a socialist, if he's for real. I also suspect that he's here for nefarious purposes in America. And number three, I'm not quite so sure I could trust him, even if he was for real. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad we got this commercial break coming up here, Rillard, because it gives us an opportunity to mull over your situation. But I've already begun to formulate an answer. We'll give that to you on the other side of the break. Everybody else, hang loose. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, Mark, I'm not sure just how apropos this is, but I wanted to give this to you. And I told Jenny during the break that, because she asked me what I was going to tell you. There have been times in the very recent past where I have found myself in groups here in this area that were very, 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 did I say enough varies? Heavily socialistic in points of view. So much so that simply being in the social atmosphere with these folks, I found to be very, very disconcerting, frustrating, and in some instances, downright maddening. Okay? So I can appreciate your consternation about associating in some form or fashion with someone that you at least suspect to be of that same political mindset. Now, when I put this out in front of my dear partner, Jenny, she kind of ridiculed me for disassociating myself from this group of people, saying that that's exactly where somebody that's freedom, liberty, and individually responsibly oriented really ought to be, because I should be out there right in the midst of all the good comrades proselytizing the liberty message. Now, at first, I'll just tell you, I wasn't very enthusiastic about going out and doing that. But I will tell you that since then, since I went back and started back with them, I've been given the opportunity to, one, make a public address pertaining to the Federal Reserve System. And this was, quite frankly, this is the group of people that I've mentioned in the past that were a lot of educators in the local community. Now, I think that by putting that information out there, all of a sudden, at least for a goodly many, they're questioning a great many other aspects of their flippant existence. And it would have never happened had my friend Jenny not badgered me about going back and getting involved with this group of socialist-oriented folks and inflicting or insinuating or inserting into their mindset something else entirely, because of the group of people that they normally would associate with, that's all they ever hear. Now, I will tell you that it's gotten so good, because there's more than one group here involved, that I've at least got some of these people, some of them who actually voted for Barack Obama in the last election, have begun to recognize that their own personal interests would be better served had they voted for and supported financially someone along the lines of maybe even Dr. Ron Paul or Dr. Ron Paul's ideology. And I'm thinking, just thinking it outside here, that you may have that same sort of opportunity here. And if it doesn't work out that way, you could put arsenic in all the food and limit that population to a degree. How's that?
Nice, Gary. Nice.
So what do you
think?
The
way I would look at it is I would be doing intel. In the meantime, I could sow seeds of havoc in the minds of these people I'm going to be feeding. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I would delight them with my personality and my food, because I can fake that real good.
Yeah.
And
you can fake your food good? Oh, come on. You don't have to fake your food.
Well, no, I don't have to fake the food, but I know what they're going to like. For example, even if they happen to be Jewish, I happen to know how to cook kosher. So
I think you've already decided to look into taking the job, Lark.
Well, only because I need to raise some money, mm-hmm, so that I can get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
And I've been delaying it for some time.
All right, well, hang on. We got to cut away to a break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Freedom Friends, you guys. Stay with us.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral.